Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Thriving Mama in Biz World event, and I'm really excited that you're with us today because we are talking about health and wellness, and our topic today is the Healthy Family Formula, which I know a lot of you guys are looking forward to this topic in this interview. So I'm excited to introduce Carla Atherton, and I'm going to read her bio so you guys can get to know her more and connect with her and her story and her mission and what she's about. So Carla Atherton, MASDN yoga instructor, director of the Lotus Health Project and the Healthy Family Formula, which we're going to be talking about today, is a functional holistic health educator, producer, avid researcher, podcaster, creative and academic writer, lecturer, workshop instructor, acreage living, I love it, yoga loving, unschooling mom of three, specializing in family health. Through her work as the founder and director of the Lotus Health Project, and I'm going to include these websites, Carla, on the same page so that they can check out all of your amazing stuff that you're up to. The host and creator of the Children's Health Summit, and the founder and director of the Healthy Family Formula online family healthcare practice. Carla encourages self-awareness, education, and community as ways to empower individuals and families so they can be inspired and empowered to make their life full of passion, happiness, health, and meaning. So welcome, Carla. I'm glad that you can be with us today.
It is my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm so glad you have me on.
Thanks. And one of the reasons why I put this event on, it's called the Thriving Mama in Biz event, and really health is such an important aspect of thriving, and without it, it's really hard for us to thrive in our businesses or any other areas that we have in our lives. So I really wanted some amazing experts on that know what they're talking about and play their game really well. So I'm grateful that you said yes to this opportunity and we get to soak up all of your wisdom and knowledge. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'd love to jump in and get started right away around, I'd love to hear the background of how you came to this, where did this all start for you, and what really empowered you, first of all, to start this movement?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I had no idea I would be where I am right now in my career and life. And I kind of think that, you know, it didn't matter really, what the goals were, you know, because anytime we set goals, it's always something different. Never what we think it's going to be, but it's even more beautiful because of that, you know? So, my daughter was 11, you know, several years ago, and she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. We were kind of going around life, tickety-boo, and, you know, we had our stuff going on and everything, but, you know, it was just, that really hit hard and kind of made me focus more of my academic and my creative endeavors into, health and what this whole thing means. You know, what is health, and how do we regain it when we have some kind of stumbling block and something as devastating as, you know, a chronic illness that people think that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. So I kind of tended to always have that mindset of, well, if someone said, no, you can't do that, I kind of said, well, oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Watch me. So I kind of got that, you know, in my craw. And so, you know, as certain people kind of, you know, sometimes we fall apart when stuff like that happens. And sometimes we fall apart in a matter of 5 minutes and then rise from the ashes that very second later. So that's kind of how I operate. So when that happened, I kind of really got to work and dug in and learned all I could. And then I just kept learning and learning. I haven't stopped since. And so, you know, what I did was I got this, I turned this whole idea of health that I had and I was taught and that we see in our communities and our media and all that stuff, you know, what that meant to me was, you know, a pill for every ill, you know, it's just the body and the mind are kind of like not, they're kind of together, but they're not really, you know, integrated. But then I really realized that all of that stuff goes together. And that, you know, and I had this mission that I was going to do something about, you know, my daughter's situation, whether it be, you know, full-on recovery or just better, a better, like better health, better life. There's got to be something that, you know, we can do to help her and not have this fate that was kind of like, you know, placed upon us. We had autonomy in our life and a way to do something about our current situations. And that way, I never felt powerless, right? And I never wanted my daughter to feel that way either. So, you know, we were in the hospital and she said to me, with this great wisdom, you know, and she was 11 and she looked at me and said, I'm going to be dealing with this for the rest of my life. And she didn't ask me. She told me. And I was just like, whoa, yeah, I get, you know, and whatever that meant. But she just knew that this was something that was going to change her life. And then we moved on from there. So, you know, I did a bunch of trainings. I was always in academics and in that field and working at universities and stuff like that. But I just really deepened my knowledge of health and then really got into more advocacy and, like, you know, and advocating for this whole idea that health is more than just one, you know, like the sniffles and, you know, whatever. Like, it's really about the mind and the body and spirit, you know, and community and, you know, like relationships, so, and the family. So I really started to focus on the family. So I did a couple, you know, produced a bunch of summits like your own that are about, you know, we're about Children's and Teen Health Summit, and just got deeper into that work, and it just grew into something, Melissa, like I don't even, it's just growing more exponentially as we speak. So it's become the Healthy Family Formula. And I figure that I have that formula. So that's where it started. My own daughter's, you know, illness, and it just really was the catalyst to make sure that no parent went through what we were going through alone ever, and breaking down all those barriers to what, to health. You know, if we want health, what's stopping all of our families from getting there? And that's what I do, is I help people to get past those barriers.
I love it. That's so amazing. And it's interesting because, like, I would never think, because I actually have a health and fitness degree, but I don't ever use it. And it was just one of, like, I just picked something to go into.
Yep.
And so, like, I don't even use any of that. And I even have more knowledge than most people and most parents, but it's not something that I think of as far as, like, finding support around health and what is going on in my family. And so I love that you have really made this your movement to not only empower families, but provide support as well. So, I mean, there's so many different things, like topics and subjects that we could talk about around health and all that. So where would you suggest, like, a parent like me who, I mean, we're pretty healthy as a family in general. My kids don't have any chronic illnesses, and I stay fairly healthy, but if something were to ever happen, like I came down with pneumonia not too long ago, and that was a big deal and a big struggle, and I didn't know where to turn. So, like, what's your suggestions to families that are healthy? Like, what's their go-to? Like, what suggestions would you give to them?
Well, hey, that's what I think our go-to is us. That's what I thought. That's why I created what I created, because there wasn't one. Like, you know, you could get on Dr. Google and be out there all night and still be, you know, like in tears by the, you know, trying to help your kids. And it doesn't have to be chronic. It could be an acute illness. It could, you know, and you can call local people, of course, like, you know, everybody's got a doctor or a hospital nearby. But, you know, that's very medicalized. So what I do is really educate. So I empower people, right? So my mission is to empower families and parents. So we educate them. So it's like, okay, what does this mean to have whole health, right? So where do we start from the roots up? So, you know, living healthy lifestyle. So lifestyle medicine, looking at the body as your kids' bodies as a system, right? Or your own body as a system, your relationships with your family and all that stuff. So we teach all of that stuff, and, you know, and that stuff is actually what informs you when you have those acute problems or to avoid them. So we're all about prevention as well, and about longevity and about vitality, you know, and about recovery too, because a lot of people are sort of, you know, a lot of parents that are that come to us, you know, for our information or support is, you know, they have kids who do have chronic illness, and they're really dealing with a lot of big stuff that people just can't know. Like, if you don't have a child with chronic illness, you can't know what it's like. You know what it might be like if you're a parent and you say, whoa, that would really be awful. But you can't know what it's like until I call it in the trenches, right? So there's all those things that we address that might not be addressed in, you know, other areas where they just don't know to address them, right? So, so that's us. We're like that's what we're building, is this membership-based, like, you know, not like, well, actually memberships are free, basic memberships, but, you know, not like one-stop shop for people to, like, it's like a portal, right? It's like a community. It's a place to discuss things and a place to find out lots of information with videos and that sort of thing. So I think the Healthy Family Formula is where that's at, because I've never seen anything like it. So I felt that we had to create it, and we've got other experts and all that kind of stuff. So that I think is the, you know, to find reputable information too is the place to go. But I'm not here to do an infomercial about my Healthy Family Formula at all. You know, I in the least, like, really, I want people to, you know, come to this conversation we're having here, Melissa, and really get an idea of what this whole concept is about. Family health, and I like your topic, right? Hot mess to hot success, right?
Right.
You know, where did we start and where do we go? You know, so yeah, we started with a bit of a mess, right? Child's not doing so great, and then what do we do with that? You know, so that's what I feel like, you know, we need to do with our family health, like, because right now the state of children's health, and I think health in general, is just like people are very stressed out. Not feeling well, their kids are just falling apart. They're like, you know, like diagnosis of ADHD and, like, you know, autism, and like it's like everybody has something that is not, and it's just like, I don't think that is healthy. I don't think our society is necessarily healthy. So I think the concept that we're talking about here is way even more important than the little bits of information we might get. Is to really understand that there is this problem, and that we need to really kind of scale back and use more lifestyle medicine. Like, how are we living to alleviate a lot of those issues?
Yeah, I love that. I love that the lifestyle medicine, because, I mean, we are a society that's like, okay, well, I'll just go to the doctor and get a prescription, which really only helps the symptoms anyway and not the actual problem. And so I love that. Because it's a lifestyle thing, and there's a series of tools that, like, I had no idea the holistic world in itself, because I was, like, I only knew the medical part, and the holistic realm, it, like, has completely changed a lot, like, my family and my kids, and it's like, my kids know now, like, what to do. I mean, that's just, like, essential oils and different herbs and things like that, which, like, my kids know, and I love that you have a place that people can go to that are interested in more like a lifestyle approach to things instead of just a quick Band-Aid, a cover up. So,
it puts the power into your own hands, right, Melissa? Like,
absolutely.
You have the power now, instead of relying on something that, you know, that you have no control over, really. You have that power to say, you know, okay, guys, like, you know, we know that works. This works for that. That we just did that yesterday. You know, our cats, well, we're probably going to take them to the vet anyway, but they have some kind of strange thing going on, and we looked it up. We knew this and that and whatever, and we wixed at something to help them, you know. So there was power in that. And so I think that more people need to take back their power and their autonomy and their own health. And it's just really about learning and about, you know, like, sharing information and quality information too, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so what really stood out for me is when you talk about how the Healthy Family Formula aims to help families move beyond coping and patching. And really what stood out for me is, like, from stress and burnout to a state of true health and vitality. Because I know there's a, like, I go through this cycle where I'm just in burnout, and I'm sure that's what happened with, like, my pneumonia coming on in the first place, is because of that stress and that burnout. Like, I at least know that, you know, almost everything is internal before it's ever external. And so what would you say to moms, like, that are in, like, let's just talk about that for a minute, the stress and the burnout.
Please.
What would you tell our moms in the audience that have that cycle, like me? I'm sure there's a lot of people just like me. Where do we start? So I know you like the roots up approach. So can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love this topic. It's like one of my favorite topics, because if mama ain't happy, nobody happy. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you know, if the parents are falling apart and they're stressed out, there's no way you can either lead or care for anybody. You know what it's like when you're super sick? Your instinct is actually just to, like, you can't take care of anybody else. You just don't have the capability. You don't want to. You're resentful. You know, it doesn't work. And so if we're not taking care of ourselves, right, and ill ourselves, or in mind, body, or spirit, doesn't matter, you know, whatever that might mean, you know, we're not able to bring it for our families. And so that's really important. Self-care is very, very, very important. So, yeah, you can have this, like, cycle of, you know, where you burn out. And, like, in our society and the way we live right now is very conducive to that. Like, we are asking for a lot of stress and a lot of ill health and, you know, high-stress families and that kind of thing. So that's just what's happening right now. So I think we really need to focus on, you know, self-care and, you know, because, like, there are a whole bunch of physiological things, as I'm sure you know, that are going on with the stress cycle and how stress actually causes physical damage to the body, all that stuff. We could explain that, but really, you know, I think that the focus needs to be on how to undo that, and that means lifestyle medicine. To me, that is the bomb, because there's, you know, thousands of years of evidence of this working, and, you know, and we're just forgetting all of those ways to do that. So I think we need to really focus on that. So I have a couple of, like, tips, if you'd like. You know,
I'd love
sharing with everybody. Okay. So, like, there are a couple of things that you can do as far as everyday life goes, right? Like, if we talk about, okay, nutrition, yeah, that's key. Like, if we're not getting the right fuel, everybody's going to say this, and people are going to, oh, I've heard this before. But honestly, beating people over the head, eat well, okay? Eat well. And, of course, there's sleep well, too. And, I mean, that is across the board. If people are not sleeping, you're not repairing, you're not, you know, producing melatonin, you're not, like, your body is not doing what it needs to be doing. So you're going to feel like garbage every day. So how are you supposed to bring it? How are you supposed to be a hot success, right, if you're tired all the time? And that's just, it's just not going to work. So, you know, of course, the whole diet, rest, exercise, you know, supplement when you need to. You know, if you're like, okay, I don't really eat enough greens, maybe do multivitamin, you know, stuff like that, multivitamin or something, you know, all that stuff's really important. But really, what I want to talk to you, your audience about, because we're talking about hot mess to hot success, is that, you know, a lot of these things are habits and how we live, right? So I really like, a friend of mine always says, get your poop in a group. Poop in a group. Get your poop in a group. And really, like, that's a matter of getting organized, right? So if you're like, you get up and you don't know what's going on and you're like, oh, my God, everybody's freaking out and this way and that, it's so chaotic. And so I'm not saying you have to be a list keeper or whatever, but if you just have your poop in a group, you have a chance to chill, you have a few minutes before everybody else gets up in the day, you might have meditated a little bit or you've gone for a walk, you've thought about what you want to do in that day, getting a little bit organized in your life and your business and in your family, you know, every single day and every night ending with, like, that as well, is so important. It's so important. And also the next one I would say is set boundaries, Melissa. Like, what can you do and what should you do, right? Because if you're a mom, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business person, if you work, if you're working in the home and you've got all these kids or whatever it is you do in your life, because all us women are very busy and everybody's doing something that's very important, right? What is it that we can do and what is it we should do and shouldn't do. You know, setting boundaries is very important for self-care, and it helps everybody else to do their, and that actually allows them to do their own thing as well, you know.
Right, and that includes saying no, too, you know, no to what we should be saying no to.
No. That's a hard thing. I struggle with no because I figure I'm superwoman and I can do all of it. But should I? You know?
Right.
Should I do all of it? I don't. Probably not, you know? So really taking the time to be and to love what you do. So we're do, right? And okay, I like doing things, but you need to love what you do, or at least know that there's a reason to what you're doing that's, like, going to lead to something that you love. I don't really love sweeping, but I'm going to love what it looks like after that's done.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And so another thing I like to do is be driven, right? Like, I'm very driven, but listening, right? So you can't be so driven that you're running through your life and your work without even looking at it, without even enjoying it. Yeah. So,
yeah, I agree.
So, and I can add another one here too, Melissa. Sorry, you know,
and no, keep going.
What you
I love
asked
it.
For.
I was thinking.
Okay. Well, another one too, I think, is embrace what you asked for. So, a lot of us say, okay, I want to be a successful mom. I want to be healthy. I want, you know, the phone to be ringing off the hook with my business or whatever you're doing. You know, I want people to seek me out and find that, you know, I have lots of answers for them or be an expert in this or whatever it is your goal is. And then we get it and we go, oh, my gosh, I have to work today. I have too much to do. I'm so busy. And then we start, like, you know, complaining about it. And it's like, you know what I've really learned is that to embrace that, it might be chaotic and it might seem sometimes like, whoa, this is a lot. But remember what you asked for and embrace it. Embrace it when you get it, right? So I've really learned to just go, well, I wanted this. I wanted this 20 emails of, you know, clients asking me questions because that's what I wanted to do. So it's not that, I've changed my languaging, yes, and my languaging around my work to my children. I say, well, I don't say anymore that I have to work today. I say that I want to do this work today. So I'm kind of like, okay, when I say, okay, well, we've got to schedule this and that, and guys, I'm not available for these hours, it's because I want to get this work done today, not because I have to, because I want to.
I love that. And I think you just brought up an important point, too, of getting everybody on the same page. Because when your family knows what mommy's up to or even daddy's up to, when everybody knows what everybody's up to, it keeps the flow. Like, everybody knows, even like especially in their mindset about, okay, this is what's happening and this is what's happening when. And I love the point that you talked about of, like, why I'm doing it. So I think that helps as well.
Yeah, and I think as parents too, like, you know, as far as being healthy as a unit or whatever, you know, like that head of that unit, like the moms and the dads are so, so, so important. And, you know, we're running around thinking like there's always something more, something more, something more, something more. Well, that's the case. That is life. And there's always more to do tomorrow. Always. So why kill ourselves worrying about it and just enjoy what you're doing, because it's there's always going to be tomorrow, and there's always going to be more tomorrow.
I love that.
So,
it's interesting because I think sometimes, especially as moms, we almost wear like the stress and the busyness and like that chaotic energy. Like, we wear that as a badge. Like, I'm Superman because look how busy my life is. Look how stressed I am, and I have all of these sick kids and. And so it actually serves us in that way of where I think we confuse that attention with that busyness, that busy lifestyle. Like, oh, somehow that makes us feel like we're super mom. And it's actually so disempowering. Then, like, these tips that you're giving us is what actual empowerment is. So.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. I do see that for sure, Melissa. That's a really good point because, we wear it as a badge, and it's not even necessarily a good thing. you know, and it could, that isn't really a bad thing either, because if you're in that state of life, and if that's something that you're faced with, and that's just your, what you have, that's fine, you know, like, then, you know, you are a superwoman if you can handle all those things and you're, you know, face all of those things, you wear that badge and you be proud. But if it's something like, you know, where you're like, you know, talking about this, how busy you are and how, you know, all the time, then, yeah, it's really interesting that sometimes we need to let it go because we have to take care of ourselves. And we have to say, and that's scary, you don't know, to say no and, you know, I can't do that today. And especially if you're a doer, it's not always accepted by the people around you.
Yeah, right.
Right?
And it's interesting,
but if you're saying, I
can't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the quote that says, like, we're human beings, not human doings, and we forget
yes.
that, like, oh yeah, like going back to that point that you made about, you know, taking time to just be, and we forget to do that, and all the busy and the crazy and the hustle and the stress and everything, and I think that, like you said, that badge is okay as long as it's healthy, like that,
yeah,
wear that badge, but just make sure it's healthy. So
yeah.
I love the conversation, I love the tips that you've given us and where everything's going. But I really want to share, this is one of my favorite parts about this, is the opportunity for you to share what you have for our audience and where we can go to get more of the Healthy Family Formula and everything else that you do with your movement. Can you talk about that?
Okay. Yes, I would love to. I would love to. Okay, Melissa, so I'm just so excited about what we do at the Healthy Family Formula. It's healthyfamilyformula.com. Okay, there's no the. So healthyfamilyformula.com. And so what you see there is sort of like the hub, a little bit of, you know, it's just a website, and memberships are free. And we do membership because we communicate quite a lot through email and do a lot of work that way. So you can find a lot of stuff on the website. But, you know, to get alerts and to get, you know, emails and stuff like that, we do a lot of support by way of that kind of communication in our Facebook page as well. So just to make things clear, because it sounds very like a concept, but really we have very concrete things in place. So we do videos, we do audio, we interview experts, we also have lots of products and services that we actually just let our folks know about. So, you know, if there are things that we find are really beneficial to our community, we provide all that information. You know, I do lots of summits like the one we're doing right now. So I speak for things like that and let people know when I'm speaking. And then so what we've done is it's expanded into a platform where we have actually a paid membership, which is like really dirt cheap. And for your folks, we do $5 a month and
nice.
Really, really, really cheap. And it's like, so it's almost like, you know, you're in a place where you can pick a la carte the information that you want. So we have a huge library already, and we're building that library every single day with materials that range from topics from, you know, like I was mentioning, ADHD, like the big, big chronic illnesses for children like ADHD, asthma, autism. My daughter has type 1 diabetes. I have a lot of information about type 1, autoimmunity, what other ones? So those big issues with children, but also an insane amount of stuff regarding health and lifestyle medicine, you know, women's health, men's health, elder care, everything for the family. So you name it, we're producing. We've either have the materials or we're producing it. And so then that stuff is really to give people some kind of way to where to start and to get in, you know, some answers and to be able to take care of themselves and their families. So that's what we do by way of education and support. So if people hop on that website and they can look at the membership page, and it gives a lot more information about more stuff that we do. And we have a hub on the home, a hub that's not on the website. So once people are members, they can get a login to actually where all the library is contains all that rest of that information. So it's just so exciting, Melissa. And we're doing way more. We have guides, and we have, you know, how to talk to your doctor, and you know what lab tests might be available to you. And just It's insanely huge. So if people just get on there and they'll sort of start to get a feel for what it is for them and really benefit from those the stuff that we've gathered, all the research we've done as well.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yay.
For being that person and being brave and being bold and courageous to be the person to and that
Yay.
Advocate for all of us that really need it, because really this includes every single person, that no matter what your health status looks like. And I love
yes.
that whole concept and mission of what you're doing. I was also curious just for myself, so I'm wondering who else is curious about this too, if you'd talk a little
okay.
bit about the Lotus Health Project. Like, what is that and where can we go to get more information about that?
Okay, so, well, this is where everything started. So the Lotus Health Project is actually what I initially called my, I guess, project. Okay, it's the project. It's the umbrella project. So the Healthy Family Formula grew. It's sort of like what it turned into being. So it's actually a project under that umbrella. So that's basically was the whole concept of whole health. And then I moved more into being, you know, focusing on the family. So really, I think
oh,
if
cool.
people, they could go to the healthy, like lotushealthproject.com, but that's sort of like more generalized, and our services are more, they're held, you know, on the Healthy Family Formula. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
Oh, okay, love it. How it just
yeah.
is bigger than that now. And then also, do you have the Children's Health Summit on your website?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay,
so there's access to the three summits that we've already done. We also have one. So like you're doing here, we have we had experts, and so we've done three of those. So we've actually interviewed. I have interviewed over 97 experts in the health and wellness, specifically for children's health. But we also talk about parenting and, you know, caring for caregivers and that kind of thing too. So there's something for everybody. We're doing our fourth one this year, and we're also doing like a crazy like giveaway event for families. So that's going to be announced through our, you know, to our members and on our website this year as well. So we have lots of exciting things to come, and also with membership, people get access to all that stuff. So it's like Christmas every day.
Yes, it's the gold mine. I love it. Hey, cool.
Yes.
I really appreciate your time and being here with us and telling us who you are and what you're about and how we can become empowered ourselves with our health and our families, because that's really, it's a really important thing for me, and I know it's really important to our audience as well. And so I always love to ask this question before we end, and that is, like, I love to hear from you what you do personally every day to really contribute to ongoing success and how you thrive on a daily basis in your life. So can you share with us some of the things that you do personally every single day?
Oh, I would love to. I mean, okay. You know, for me, I'm like everybody else. Like, I'm a person, and I go, oh, I should, you know, really have a shower now, and then I get caught up doing my work, or, you know, so, but I really try to pull into some kind of routine and do something for myself first, but it's not always the same thing. Some people are creatures of habit, and they go, I go for my walk every single day at 6 o'clock. I try, but sometimes my walk comes a little later in the day, and instead of that, I've done something else at 6 o'clock that takes care of me, right? And I make sure that I have that time before everybody gets up to myself, because I've sort of ended up being an early bird, but really works for me. So I do that. I make sure that I eat right. I really, really do. And I take a great length to do that. I try not to be a zealot about it. Like, it's hard not to be. You know, I can't eat gluten. Not good for me. It's bad news. Like, people, you know, I am not feeling well if I, you know, so I have a gluten sensitivity. So I just make sure I don't do that. I don't beat myself up and do things that are going to, you know, stop me from living my life and bringing what I can bring to the world, right? So I'm going to be a crappy mother if I don't get enough sleep, if I don't take a little bit of care for myself, and if I don't eat right and, you know, get some exercise and do the basics. So I really, really remind myself every day that what, you know, these little practices help me to help other people and help me to do the work I'm here to do. So I do work on my mindset every day. So I try to, like, you know how birds of a feather flock together, you know, or they influence each other, right? So So I try to fill my mind and my spirit with things that nourish me. So I don't just nourish my body with the food I eat, but I also do with, you know, with what I listen to. And I don't start my day, you know, with the TV on or, you know, I want to listen to stuff that, I listen to a lot of podcasts, like if I want to go for a walk or, you know, if there's something like I got a few minutes and I'm just, you know, doing up the dishes in between meetings or something, I'll listen to something that elevates me. And that, it, or I'm really passionate about, like, geeking out on some brain health stuff, you know? And I'll do that stuff because that feeds my soul and that feeds my mind. And it keeps me, my mindset right, you know, in the right, that where I want to go. So the trajectory I want to take. So that's what I do every day. And I just live that. Like, that's another thing about lifestyle medicine. I live what I want to live, like not what, you know, with those things in mind, like I want to be thinking well, I want to be healthy in my mind, I don't want to be negative, I want to think about the things that really make me inspired, so I fill my world with it. That's what I do.
I love it. It's so great. And especially for you moms out there who want to grow your businesses and just want to grow yourself as a person, take what she's saying and really apply it. So it's why I like to give, I guess why I gave Carla the opportunity to tell you what she does personally, because we can be copying that. We can be mirroring that if we want her lifestyle and like even in her business and things like that. Like there are things that we can do ourselves to mirror exactly what it is she's doing so that we can get there ourselves too. So that's really why I love to ask that question. So I really encourage mm-hmm. you guys to take that to heart and really take notes on that too. So thanks, Carla, so much for being here with us. I really learned a ton today, and I took notes, and I have those tips all down, and now it's my job to apply what I haven't been applying as well, just like our audience. So do you have any last words for us before we end?
I do. I have so much. I would love to just keep talking about this forever. You know, I have to say that for you mamas out there, like women in business or, you know, don't let anyone tell you you can't. Because that's always, the can't attitude is usually about that person. It's nothing to do with you. And whenever you set out something like this, is it, just do it. And it's never going to be the way you planned. But that's okay. That's okay. Who cares? Even if you, because what is success? Success isn't necessarily having this linear view and getting to this point A to point B. Point B is always going to be D, E, F, G. Doesn't, I don't know, whatever it's going to be, and that's okay, right? It's never going to be what you thought. Like, if you think about it, if you, today, what you're doing today, did you plan that a year ago? Never. I would say maybe like 99% of people would say no. So never beat yourself up if you didn't get to this whatever you think was success, because you're successful in whatever way that was going to play out. So don't let anybody tell you you can't. And whatever happens, it's beautiful. And what's going to be happening for you, just enjoy it. So that's what I have to say. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's about the journey, not just about the destination, because the destination will look completely different than what we think it's supposed to look like anyway. So I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. Bye.